This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The powerful sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un dismissed prospects for early resumption of diplomacy with the United States, saying today that the U.S. expectations for talks would plunge them into a greater disappointment. Kim Yo-jong issued the statement after U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan described as an interesting signal her brother's recent statement that North Korea must be ready for both dialogue and confrontation. But more for confrontation. White House National Security Advisor urged the North Koreans to send a clear signal that they were willing to talk.
Well, the clear signal they could send is to say, yes, let's do it. Let's sit down and begin negotiations. We think that just as in the case of the Iranian nuclear issue, with the North Korean nuclear issue, there is no substitute for diplomacy to begin to make progress towards that ultimate objective, the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
Kim Yo-jong's statement came as the top U.S. envoy on North Korean affairs, Sung Kim, is visiting South Korea. The Biden administration... Biden administration officials are insisting that the election of a hardliner as Iran's president won't affect prospects for reviving the faltering 2015 nuclear deal with Tehran. But there are already signs that their goal of locking in a deal just got harder. While the Biden administration maintains nothing has changed, optimism over a potentially imminent agreement fizzled even before the election. In his first public comments since the Friday election, incoming Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi rejected a key Biden goal of expanding on the nuclear deal if negotiators are able to salvage the old one. This is VOA News.